In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
The people of God were gathered in their God's holy presence. He had redeemed them from slavery in Egypt. He had brought them through the waters of the Red Sea. He had brought them to the very foot of this mountain, and he had spoken to them his commandments. They come to the foot of the mountain, but they can go no further. For God himself has descended upon the mountain in fire, in lightning, and thunder, shrouded in cloud and darkness. And if they come even one step closer, they would die. And yet, Moses is called, along with the priests and the elders, the representatives of the people, to come close to God, but they're not yet ready. And so Moses speaks to them God's word. They answer, yes, yes, we'll do it. All that the Lord has said, we will do. But that's not enough. You cannot come close to God with just good intentions. We must always approach God covered in blood. And so Moses builds a temple there in the wilderness. He sets up 12 pillars, 12, the number of the people of God, 12 pillars holding up the sky, because the people themselves are part of God's temple. And between the people and the mountain where God has chosen to dwell, he sets up an altar. The sacrifices are slaughtered. Their flesh burned on that altar, and the smoke rises up to join the cloud that is atop the mountain. The bodies are burned, though some is kept to be eaten. But the blood is kept for a different purpose, a holy purpose. It is kept so that it might bind this God to his people. Half the blood is thrown against the altar, binding this God to whom the altar is made. The word of that God is spoken. The Lord himself speaks there, and the people answer, yes, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. We will be obedient. And the rest of the blood is poured on them, binding them to this word that God has spoken, binding them to this God. They will now share his life, and he will share their destiny according to the word he has spoken, the blood he has shed. Now they can come beyond the altar. Now they can come into his closer presence. And Moses and the priests and the elders come up to the mountain to behold God and eat and drink. It is a holy day of sacrifice and a holy meal. God was faithful to the promises he made on that day of sacrifice, on the day of that meal. He was good to his people. He dwelled among them as he had promised. He taught them grace and truth. He brought them into their own home, gave them safety, gave them rest, gave them prosperity. God was faithful to all of the promises that he had made in that covenant. But his people betrayed him. They abandoned him for other gods that are no gods. They abused his word, twisting it to their will, to their intentions, to their image. They broke the covenant. And so have you. Were not God's commands clear? Are they not good? Would not your life be so much better if only you kept those commandments as you should? Has God not been good to you? And this is how our flesh has repaid him. According to that covenant, you deserve to die. According to that covenant, you would not ascend the mountain into God's closer presence, but be buried in the darkness beneath. But there is one who would redeem you from that destiny. One of whom Moses prophesied, who would come after Moses, yet be greater. God would redeem you from that destiny. He had kept his promises, but now he comes to uphold man's part of the covenant as well. Now he comes incarnate of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, to suffer and to die. He would be faithful in life, so that he may be faithful in death. All his perfect obedience to the law was to prepare him for what came next. All that the Lord had spoken, he would do so that he could come to this day. His hour came, and that Thursday, that holy Thursday, was swallowed by dusk, and so began Good Friday in darkness, a day of a holy sacrifice and a holy meal. Jesus gathered around the table with the 12. 12, the same number of God, and yet each of these are very unsteady pillars. Each one a potential betrayer. Is it I, Lord? You have said so. No, only Jesus would be faithful. His cross alone stands as the one pillar that upholds the universe, upholds God's temple forever. On that night, Jesus turned Sinai upside down to make a new covenant, beginning with his presence among his disciples. They beheld God, they ate and they drank there. And Jesus filled their mouths with an overwhelming truth of what was to come that day. Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Take, drink. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus makes a new covenant. He is both the presence of God and the presence of man and the altar that joins both together. He is the priest and he is the sacrifice and his the blood that mediates for us. His the blood that cleanses us, forgives us. His the blood that binds us to our God. We now share his destiny as he shared ours. He died the death that we deserved, so that we might share his life. You now stand as God's people in his holy presence. You're for the one who once died, now lives. and covers you with that blood. You now stand in God's presence closer than Israel, closer even than Moses, who ascended up Mount Sinai. For Jesus, in covering you with his blood, has bound you to his life, bound you to himself, so that you are even his own body. You yourselves are his temple in this wilderness. He inhabits you. Here he has gathered us to bless us, lay his hand on us, not in wrath, but in peace, in absolution. And the altar that we gather around, we do eat from. But we make no further sacrifice here. Rather, we receive the meal and the blessing of the sacrifice Jesus made once for all on Golgotha that Good Friday. Jesus gathers you here to receive this meal that you might be his holy people and be with him forever. He keeps the promise that he makes in this meal to dwell among you, to forgive your sins, to teach you grace and truth, to bring you to a new home where you will be safe, where you will have rest and prosperity and every good. Behold your God here, not with your eyes, but with hearts of faith. Behold Jesus here. Eat and drink. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We stand.